Reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Lila, Chapter 23, Text 368. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Najani Kateka Kai Kari Pulapade. Bhajana Sunite Dui Shravana Upade. We cannot even imagine how much puffed rice and kari, small conch shells, were being showered. Our ears were almost shattered from the sound of the musical instruments. Om Jnana Timurandasya Kananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Shindu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivas Adhi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, greetings from New Jersey. My New Jersey bhajan kutir, and September's rolling around. And I'm not preparing to go to India because it's still not open for international travel, and tourist visas have been canceled until further notice. But as I once wrote in Monday Morning Greetings, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And therefore, one of the keys of happiness is not becoming too attached to one's plans. We're more attached to our work and the quality of our work than we are to the results. Of course, the quality of our work is within our own hands, and the results of our work is in the hands of Krishna. So in that sense, whatever the results are, we're fine with. And if we become attached to Krishna, then we don't become disturbed when the world moves against our control. I'm losing sense here of the holidays. Somehow a lot of holidays are passing by. Srila Haridas Thakur's disappearance, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance of Lord Vamanadeva, so many different functions. And as we don't live in a Vaishnav culture as you do in Vrindavan, it's sometimes not apparent. In Vrindavan, the world changes on those days. They become focused on these personalities. And I guess that's one of the benefits of Vrindavan is that you don't have to create the Krishna conscious environment by your consciousness. You just have to live in it and not cover yourself from it by your consciousness. So it can be the same anywhere in the world if by the process of chanting and hearing, we make a spiritual environment, but it's dependent on our chanting and hearing. Vrindavan is not dependent on anything external. Vrindavan is Vrindavan. To realize it, it depends on our consciousness. But boy, is Krishna shown almost externally more than ever before how much he is in control. But I think today was one festival called Vishvarup Mahotsava, which is definitely not very prominent in ISKCON in the West. It is on the Vaishnav calendar. It had a lot of meaning to me, and I'll tell you why. Vishvarup Mahotsava is the day where Lord Chaitanya's older brother took sannyas. Mahotsava, from two words, Utsava and Maha. Utsava means enthusiastic. Maha means very enthusiastic. We increase our enthusiasm. Because I kind of helped organize in a way, at least from the ISKCON side. The festival was held at the Keshavaji Gaudiya Math because on that day, Prabhupada took sannyas from His Holiness Bhakti Pragyan Goswami, and that was the temple he established. And in the temple he established was the place Prabhupada took sannyas. And Prabhupada also lived in that place. Prabhupada also donated the Mahaprabhu, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deity to that place. And we bring 100, 150 devotees, and it'd be a big festival. A lot of the people that were there when Prabhupada took sannyas were there. There's only a few people. And the story was very, very interesting. You know, Prabhupada left household life and established a center in Jhansi. It's in Madhya Pradesh. And Prabhupada's first disciple was Prabhaka Mishra, a Brahmin Sanskrit student. Prabhupada initiated him, and he used to come sometimes, you know, to Prabhupada's disappearance festival. And that's where Prabhupada established the League of Devotees, but somehow the governor's wife or something wanted the place for something else or something. But Prabhupada was working a little bit in conjunction with the Keshavaji Gaudiya Math when after Bhakti Siddhanta left, the God brothers established their own missions. So actually, Prabhupada was staying in Mata Damodar at the time. And there was some talk of him taking sannyas, but Prabhupada was reluctant. Whatever the leela was, he was reluctant because Gaudiya Math sannyas at that time was really something. Renounced. Now all our sannyasis are gurus and they have facilities from their disciples, but it wasn't like that. Bhakti Siddhanta was the guru and then he had his disciples and they didn't wear any shoes by not, you know, that was the standard. It was very, very renounced. So Prabhupada was reluctant and Keshavamarg thought he should take sannyas, So he came to visit him at Radha Damodar to implore him to take sannyas. And he said, you know, without taking sannyas, it's hard to lead a preaching movement, which is the reason, the whole reason for sannyas was for preaching. Because we know in the scriptures, it says that sannyas is forbidden in this age. And at Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati established it because the Ramakrishna mission was very, very powerful. And all their brahmacharis were put in saffron. And that's the color. The brahmachari color is not saffron. Brahmacharis also wear white. Saffron was for sannyasis. The color saffron technically means material dress is dead, because dress is one of the ways in which people attract the opposite sex. That's what we dress up. So it means material dress, and a lot of their sannyas color was something called geru, I think it's called rock dye. It's a very, very dull color. It's not this pinkish preaching color. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati for preaching, and because of the Ramakrishna mission, and you know them giving sannyas and saffron, he started for preaching mission. And Prabhupada did the same thing to establish leaders in a preaching mission. So he told them, without taking sannyas, it's hard to lead a preaching mission. And Prabhupada was very, very reluctant. So coming with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was this 93-year-old man who was a member of the Gaudiya Math in family life. And then when he was 90, he asked, "Look, it's my last days, could I live in the temple?" Sannyas was for preaching. I remember one time I went to this one Gaudiya Math, and somehow you knew there were a few people who were considered extremely elevated. And one was called Indupati Brahmachari. He was considered extremely, extremely elevated. And I remember, I think Bibi Govinda Swami asked, maybe Manga Maharaj, or I asked him, you know, how come he's not sannyas? And Manga Maharaj said, sannyas must be, you know, it's for preaching. So obviously Prabhupada had the strength for that. So Prabhupada looked at this Muni Maharaj and said, "I'll take sannyas if he takes sannyas." Because he's not going to take sannyas. He's 90 years old and he came to the mutt to, you know, not to be a preacher, just to live out his retired life. And Keshav Maharaj said, "Okay." So when you see the picture of Prabhupada taking sannyas, next to him is this Keshav Maharaj is sitting down, and then this very, very old man, Muni Maharaj, is there. And then there are a few people there, only a few people, when he took sannyas in that spot. And we'd have a festival there every year, so we'd get to hear about it. And boy, can the Gaudiya Math cook and serve out prasadam. Actually, that same person who cooked at that time has a temple in Vrindavan now. He's like a big guru, and though he doesn't initiate, near the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And my Narayan Maharaj, his name is Premananda. Narayan Maharaj said you want to learn service. They gave him the name Sevaratna, the jewel of service. Imagine a person drives to Govardhan in the morning, takes a half prakram, comes back, gives class for an hour and a half, then cooks, and what he cooks. And then the way it's served, they can cook 1/4 the amount that we would cook, just because they know how to serve little amounts because the budget is very, but my God, how good it was. Anyway, when Prabhupada took sannyas, Narayan Maharaj, the disciple of Kesha Maharaj, was doing the Faya Yagya. Kesha Maharaj was preceding. Seshayi Brahmachari was there. Bibi Govinda Swami said Seshayi Brahmachari was the ultimate blues singer. If you heard this person sing, Sirupa Manjari Pada Se Mora Sampada Se Mora Bhajana Pujana Se Mora Bhajana Pujana Se Mora Pranadana Se Mora Barana Se Mora Jivanerji. So he would sing. It was amazing. And then Krishnadas Babaji was there doing kirtan. And later, not at that time, but Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji, who was, Prabhupada said in his Kinchana Paramahamsa, he was the high, he just chant Hare Krishna all day long. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram. We would visit him by the train station. There's a Gaudiya Math by the train station. There's many Gaudiya Maths. Bhakti Siddhanta's organization was the Gaudiya Math. Math means monastery. And when they split up, the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta, they all established their different Gaudiya Maths. There's one by the train station. And Krishnadas Babaji used to stay there. And we used to visit him sometimes. And when the Prabhupada Lilamrita came out, we gave it to him, but we never knew that he spoke English. But then when we came back, we asked him, did you read it? And then in perfect British English, he said, it was wonderful. He says, you know, when your Guru Maharaj took sannyas, I was there. And you know what I was doing? And we all went, yes, yes, he said, and chanting Hare Krishna. And then he told the story that when the yagya was going on, if you've been to one of these fire yagyas, there's prayers chanted. And then the priest has to do some quiet worship and organize them. And whenever the priest is not talking, there's kirtan. And the priest will go like this, and then the kirtan would start. And then when he have to do his, you know, thing or speak, he would go like this. So Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj told us that when Kesha Maharaj went like this because he had to do some things, stop the kirtan. He said, Prabhupada looked around and went like this, kirtan. And then Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, and then he looked at us and he said, and then I knew he was the leader of the Hare Krishna movement. So I have very fond memories from this day. Yeah. This day. Okay, we're this is a very long story that we're discussing, and in this story, Lord Chaitanya is leading this kirtan of civil disobedience because the Chandkazi said, "You stop the kirtan, or you'll be punished severely." And Lord Chaitanya became angry and told the devotees that, you know, in the evening gather and make torches to light it up. And we're going to have a huge kirtan in defiance of the Chandkazi. A huge kirtan in defiance of the Chankazi. And torches. You remember that description that there's so many people that came out that if a mustard seed dropped from the sky, it wouldn't touch the floor. And there were kirtan parties and dances, and Lord Chaitanya was organizing, and Lord Chaitanya himself was roaring. And all the torches, everyone brought torches, huge torches, small torches. And it's lighting up the area, and the kirtan is just ascending, ascending to new heights. And now it's the part where they're approaching the Chankazi's house. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, and I always express my amazement how he can repeat things again and again. That, I mean, now he's describing again the decorations. You know, decorations is another manifestation of bhakti. Of course, you're having a festival, so when you decorate it, you're glorifying. You think of even a wedding or something, you hire someone for decorations. It indicates the importance of the people who are being celebrated. And in bhakti, it not only when you do this in a festival for Krishna, it is an expression of your love, because we mentioned that principle in relationship to Srimati Radharani, that when you love someone, you offer the best. A big feast and festival. So here it's describing, you know, there were water pots and bananas and mango leaves. They're especially good for decoration. You tie them with rope and so many flowers. And then from the houses, they're showering flowers, puffed rice, and little conch shells. So it's just Mahotsava, Maha Utsava, so much enthusiasm. Jai, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says there's not such an arrangement in the villages of Nadi, even when the king comes. Important person comes. Nimai Pandit, that's another name for Lord Chaitanya, is the leader of those sentimental devotees. And whatever direction he dances, everyone follows. So it's kind of beautiful how that is manifest. The townspeople that were once beat are shouting, "Today we will kill Bakazi." Because he did this to them, and now they're in an extremely emotional mood. And because the Chankazi was threatening the devotees, in their bhakti, they got angry. This Nimai Acharya is making all this propaganda. This Hindu prophet is doing all this. One of them said, "I can't understand why this Brahmin cries so much. It appears as a river is flowing from his two eyes." So in ecstasy, the water can be released from your body profusely. Just like it's how the mind works. When a person is excited by a devotional object, it can when he's excited by a devotional object, it can disturb the mind in such a way that the prana, the life as is disturbed. When the life as are disturbed, there's certain, quote, tanmatras, they're core reservoirs of your elements. And when it comes in contact with those different elements, this is ecstatic symptoms. With the air element, the hairs will stand on end. With the earth element, one can become stunned. And with the water element, the Ganga can flow from your eyes. And they say, we don't understand it, because again, one symptom of spiritual advancement, one symptom is usually sobriety. You have a strong mind, you control your emotions, but Lord Chaitanya is not able to. It's not that he said, let me cry now. It's called sattvika bhav. It's involuntary. So it's not that you want to do it or you ask to do it. It just happens to you. And usually an elevated soul is controlled in his emotions. Another said, I think this Brahmin must be missing someone. Therefore, he always cries in distress. Someone else says, the Brahmin looks frightening. I tremble on seeing his form that appears already to devour, appears ready to devour everything. So it just shows you that perception is also based on understanding. They don't understand Lord Chaitanya, and therefore with the eyes, they can't see what this actually is. You have to have some understanding. Yes, the impression is there, but how do you interpret it? So to actually have proper perception, the buddhi has to be fixed. The intelligence has to be fixed. Otherwise, you come up with very, very, very irrational conclusions based on your previous samskaras. Not, and that may project on something improperly. You may have had a bad experience with men, and therefore all men are evil. Like that man-hating lady that got initiated in the early days of the movement, chanted for 6 months and then came to Prabhupada and said, I just can't stand worshiping that man, Krishna. Looks Prabhupada, so that's okay, we worship Radha. That's a very encouraging answer, but philosophically, she was projecting. She couldn't actually see Krishna for what Krishna is. And she was projecting negativity on it. And that's why the stories of Krishna in the 10th canto, because the first 9 cantos purify the intelligence. And the senses. So that when the senses and the intelligence are purified, then you can understand something for what it is, not prejudicially on what you project it is. So these people are all projecting because they don't have devotion. The Qazi said, I think Nimai Pandit is going somewhere to get married. If this, the Qazi is the Muslim magistrate. If they have transgressed my order by engaging in Hindu rituals, I will take the caste of everyone in this town. So somehow or other, I still can't understand it, but the Muslims can forcibly change someone's caste if they're Orthodox Hindus. I don't understand that. I'd really like to understand that deeply, but by pouring water on them, whatever. And then they become rejected because they're smart, the Brahmins. They're following all the rules. And then all of a sudden, this happens. As the Qazi was planning in this way, he He suddenly heard the tumultuous sound of kirtans. That must be in the distance, because sound travels. So he's hearing, and he's hearing this kirtan. Lord Vishwambar, the crest jewel of all, came dancing with the Kazi's neighborhood. The tumultuous sound of millions of people chanting the names of Hari permeated the entire atmosphere, including Swaga, Marcha, and Pataloka. Pataloka is hell, Marcha is the earth, and Swaga is the heavenly planets. So there's an indication that this sound is like, and it's true, when the name is chanted purely, it's very pervasive. Very pervasive. On hearing that sound, the Kazi trembled and ran away with his servants, like a frog or a mouse runs away in fear of the snake. Yet in that fear, they didn't know which way to run, because the entire area was filled with Vishwambar's associates. It's not like he had guns. This is millions of angry people with torches. And if his soldiers tried to attack, these people would have burnt his house down. Some of them took off their turbans and joined the kirtan as they danced incognito. They trembled in fear. So this must be some of the Kazi's men even became affected by the kirtan. Those who had beards hung their heads down. Yes, these were Muslims. They were too embarrassed to raise their heads, and their hearts trembled in fear. But they were impelled to do it, even though it was at great, great risk. Everyone danced and sang in ecstasy. The chanting of Hari's names filled the entire universe. When Lord Vishwambar came to the Kazi's house, he roared loudly in anger. Hunkara means roaring. Haribo! In that angry state, the Lord said, "Where is that fellow Kazi? Bring him here quickly and I'll cut his head off. Today I will rid the entire world of the Avanas, just as I previously killed Kaliyavana." So Lord is angry. The devotees were insulted. And in this high state of emotional love, when someone harms someone who you love, then that devotion is also manifest as anger. Where can the Kazi go to save his life? The Lord then repeatedly ordered, "Break his house, break his house." The son of Sachi is a super soul in the heart of all living entities who is capable of transgressing his order. Everyone was greatly intoxicated with ecstatic love for Lord Chaitanya on his order. They entered the house. So that's one of the actions of love, especially in dealing with a superior. One of your actions in love is waiting for the order and fulfilling the order. That's an expression of great joy. So Lord Chaitanya, the Lord of the universe, the super soul of all living entities, gave them an order in relationship to service. Some tore apart the room, some broke down the doors, some kicked the house, and some roared loudly. So it appears that Lord Chaitanya not only organized the first civil disobedience, but he encouraged rioting also. Wow. But it was a mostly peaceful protest. No, this wasn't peaceful at all from the beginning. Some broke the branches of the mango and jackfruit trees, and some uprooted the banana trees while chanting Ave Maria. So they're just pouring in there. If you ever see the video when the Hindus, the more Orthodox Hindus, they were marching on Ayodhya from all over India, including the Queen of Gwalior, Raj Sindhya. And they were marching, and there was incredible, incredible Hindu sentiment. I told you I had to hide one sadhu. I don't know if I finished that story yet, but the sadhu was encouraging people to go. And the government was arresting people for that. And then the Orthodox Hindus in India are famous for their paramilitary organization. I knew one man. He was a high man in the Reserve Bank of India. And he was like very, this man had a lot of character. A lot of character. And he would wear a dhoti to work, which was unusual for the Reserve Bank of India. And I got to know him well, and he would tell me that they would have these trainings where you'd have to stay up all night. And then at a particular time, 25 people would attack you. They would really train. It was a paramilitary. So, in fact, the government of India now comes from those people. The prime minister was part of those people. And a lot of them didn't get married and just dedicated themselves to that, this mission of Hindutva, Hinduness. So the Babri Masjid, they were there, and just one guy blinked his eye, and within 15 minutes, my God, they took down this whole huge mosque. It was on the site of Lord Ram. And now, after the court case of so many years, it was decided that it was a Hindu temple first, and that they'll build a Ram Janmabhoomi, the birthplace of Ram, and they'll relocate the mosque, and somehow everyone is bought into it, even the Muslims there. So, but I from that picture, I can imagine what happened when Lord Chaitanya gave the order and the people ransacked the house. They tore the flowers with their stems from uprooted plants and tucked them behind their ears while chanting the name of Hari. Even if everyone just took one leaf each, there would not have been any left in the Qazi's house. So they're grabbing the flowers and tucking it. When the outside of Qazi's house was broken, the Lord ordered, burn the inside of the house. Wow, trying to wrap all these things around your mind. Let the Qazi burn to death along with his associates. Surround the house and set it on fire from all sides. I don't know if this has any modern relevance here, but let me see what his king can do. Let me see who saves the Qazi today. Yamaraj, time and death are the servants of my servant. Everything is manifested simply by my glance. I have incarnated to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. I will destroy those sinners who are inimical to Kirtan. If even the most sinful person chants the holy name, I will certainly remember him. But if even ascetics, sannyasis, gyanis, and yogis do not engage in Kirtan, I will destroy them. Do not be afraid. Go and set house on fire. Today I will annihilate all the yavanas. On seeing the Lord's anger, all the devotees wrapped cloth around their necks and fell at his feet. After raising their arms, the devotees grasped the Lord's feet and appealed to him as follows. Lord Sankarshan is your plenary portion. He never gets angry at an improper time. When it is time for the creation to be destroyed, Sankarshan becomes angry and assumes the form of Rudra. The same Rudra that annihilates the creation within a moment finally merges in your body. When by the anger of the portion of your plenary portion, everything is destroyed, who can possibly escape your anger? O Lord, it is not proper to neglect the statements of the Vedas which declare you are free from anger and eternally blissful. Even personalities like Brahma are not competent recipients for your anger. Creation, maintenance, annihilation are simply your pastimes. You have adequately insulted the Qazi. If he opposes the Kirtan again, then you can kill him. Okay, you taught him a lesson now. He was going to come and beat up the devotees and throw them and destroy the kirtan and break them. He did break the Madanga. They further played. Jaya Vishwambar Maharadra Jeshvara Jaya Jaya Sarvaloka Nath Sri Gaura Sundara. All glories to Vishwambar, control of all controllers. All glories to Gaura Sundara, the Lord of all universe. Jaya Jaya Anantashayana Ramakanta Bahutuli Stuti Kare Sakala Mahan. All glories to the Lord who lies on the bed of Ananta and who is beloved, Lord of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. In this way, all the devotees raised their arms and offered prayers. As Mahaprabhu listened to the prayers of his servants, he smiled. He then chanted the names of Hari and relishing the ecstasy of dancing as he departed from that place. After punishing the Qazi, the Lord of all danced along with his associates in the ecstasy of kirtan. The devotees blew conch shells and played madungas, wampers, and kartals as they chanted, Jai Ram, Krishna Govinda, Gopal, Jai Ram, Krishna Govinda, Gopal, Jai Ram. Krishna Govinda Gopal. After breaking the Qazi's house, all the residents of Navadvip chanted the names of Hari and danced down the road in ecstasy. The atheists' hearts were broken and they became full of lamentation because of the devotees' jubilation. The residents of Navadvip clapped their hands and sang, Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali, Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali, Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. As the auspicious vibration filled the entire city, everyone floated in an ocean of bliss. No one can tell who is dancing, in which direction, who is singing, who is playing a musical instrument, or who is running in which direction. So the devotees were just now in ecstasy. They've chastised the Chan Qazi who's tried to stop their kirtan. Lord Chaitanya's authority was established. The devotees danced in the front and Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachi, danced behind. Brahma, Shiva, and Ananta himself chanted as the Lord, whose crest of all jewels danced. No one can tell who is dancing in which direction, who is singing, who is playing. I did that one already. The Lord had mercifully instructed everyone to not have any doubt about these pastimes. Vishwambar, accompanied by innumerable millions of people, then entered the village of conch shell merchants. The village of conch shell merchants became filled with happiness as they chanted the names of Hari, blew conch shells, played madanga, and rang bells. The road that Vishwambar danced along was covered with flowers, and most attractive torches burned in four directions. I am unable to describe the beauty of the moon under the illumination of which Lord Gaurahari performed kirtan. There were filled water pots, bananas, mango leaves at every doorstep. The ladies made auspicious sounds and chanted the names of Hari. After gracing the entire village in this way, The Lord went to the village of weavers. As the tumultuous vibration of auspicious sounds arose, the weavers became overwhelmed in ecstasy. All the residents of Navadvip clapped their hands as they danced and chanted, Hari Bo Mukunda Gopal Vanamali. Hari Bo Mukunda Gopal Vanamali. Hari Bo Mukunda Gopal Vanamali. The Lord smiled as he heard the name Hari emanate from everyone's mouth. The Lord then danced down the road to the residence of Sridhar. So I guess that will be another pastime. Okay. Anybody like to share any reflection from today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Sadashwari here. I really like the point when you said that the key for happiness is to not be too much attached to our plans, and the quality of our work is in our hands, but the results of the work is in Krishna's hands. So it's a great reminder. Thank you.
I also like that point. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Anybody else like to share a point?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bo.
Thank you for class. I really appreciated something you just, and you accidentally repeated it, and I was so eager to hear, when they said no one could tell who was singing, and it was as if the kirtan was all one just organic a community. And I'm always appreciating the fact that what you always say is about what's the difference between a crowd and a community. You know, this could have been a crazy crowd, but it was a community because they were all serving something greater than themselves. And I love the point that, like, with all those voices coming together, no one could tell, and it was piercing through the sky because it was a community gathered in service.
Very good. Yeah. Community means common interest. Crowd means individual interest. So it was very interesting because it was so spontaneous, yet they had this common interest, and it was very powerful. Yes, thank you. Good. Anybody else? Okay. A few people like to say hello.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Oh, Hare Bo. Good reception today.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thanks for the beautiful class, Maharaj. Thank you
very much.
Great to see both of you, really.
Thank you.
Hare Bo, thank you. Good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Tota Gopinath here.
Hare Bo, Tota. Jai. Good.
Hare Bo, Maharaj, it's Jan.
Hey, Jan, Hare Bo. Good to see you. Okay. Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, thank you for class. It's Champak.
Oh, Champak, nice that you came on. Great. Very good. Good. Who else?
Hare Krishna. Krishna Premi.
Krishna Premi, you can't buy a ticket out of Mayapur.
I can't believe it's already full. Awesome. September, I can't believe it.
Others. The common saying is you can't buy a ticket to Vrindavan and Mayapur, but you can't buy a ticket out.
That's true.
How many months now you've been there?
We arrived on January the 10th, actually, and after the festival, now the festival ended in March, you see? So the lockdown started from March the 22nd, and it
wow.
kept on ending again, so we couldn't go back, and China rocked like that.
Over 8 months.
Yes.
Wow, how wonderful.
It's like a flash. Yeah.
Well.
I wish you can come back to Vrindavan soon, because that's your regular schedule.
Well, it's not open yet.
Yes.
And we have to be a little careful traveling.
That's
right?
true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Kamala Tarada.
Wow, you must be in the southern, far tip of the southern hemisphere to be so wrapped up and cold, huh?
Yeah, today is chilly.
Okay, good. Hi, Bo.
Hi.
Nice to see you in class. Great. Good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, it's Akiko.
Akiko, Haribo.
Haribo, thank you for the class.
Okay, who else?
Hare Krishna, Gurudev, this is Lal Govinda.
Haribo.
Hi.
Okay.
Thank you for class.
Thank you for being in class. Good. Okay, Haribo. Who else?
It's me, Gail. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hey, Gail. Haribo.
Haribo.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. It's Varshana Lali.
Oh, wow. Okay, Haribo.
Maharaj, you inspired me. I'm going to see my acupuncturist today.
Okay. I'm doing good. Every day it gets better.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking for the same sort of relief.
Look at my hands.
For class.
See my hands, I could. Okay.
That's so impressive. I love it.
Yeah, okay. Anybody else? Okay, we'll end now. And we'll see you this weekend. Okay, Haribo. Bye.